Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends, and happy All Saints Day. Today we celebrate the reality of the saints in heaven, those who've died and have entered the kingdom of God, you know, who died in the Lord through baptism, and they've won. They've gone home. They've bear the crown. They've entered into God's presence. They've made it through this test, this life. And those who are baptized into Jesus, those who walk in him, and those who die in Christ are going to inherit everything that belongs to the Lord. We remember the saints that we know are saints, but we also know there's multitudes in heaven who we don't know with certainty, but are present. We celebrate them as well, those who've made it home and have won the victory and share in Christ's victory. The church gives us beautiful readings today. Revelation chapter 7, talking about the realities of heaven and reminding us of who God is and what John the prophet saw in the book of Revelation about what is and what is to come, he says. And he says beautiful things, like he sees a vision. He said, after this, I had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes, holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, salvation comes from our God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb. Salvation comes from our God. These are those who have made it home, friends, and they're living in it fully. And John sees this in a vision. People from every race, tribe, and nation, and tongue are present. They're clothed and wearing white robes. White robes that, remember when we were baptized, we're given white robes, you know, we're given a simple garment that's white that says now we're made new, we're made clean by the blood of the Lamb. These are the brothers and sisters that were washed in the blood of the Lamb in this life in baptism. They died in Christ, and then in passing from death to life, before entering into the holy place with the Father in the glory of Jesus, they're completely washed clean, and they're absolutely perfect and pure. And they're standing there waving palm branches. What does that remind you of? Jesus coming into Jerusalem, remember? Into the holy city. And what were people shouting, you know? Hosanna to God in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And there they honor and they wave in their hands palm branches and they declare what they know to be true absolutely with complete certainty because they've come into it. Salvation comes from our God who is seated on the throne and from the Lamb. So beautiful. He said, all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne and worshiped God. So we're getting a glimpse into heaven, into the order that's in heaven, into the reality of all of God's creation, bowing down and worshiping him freely, joyfully, in complete ecstasy of joy. Beyond anything on this earth that even, nothing on this earth even compares to it, really. I know that what we're being brought into to actually see the living God, to be with God, and they're rejoicing. They're so happy. It's so interesting, the difference. You know, Jesus brought the kingdom to earth because there was a false kingdom. There was a counter kingdom. There was a demonic rule here. And in this demonic, fallen, sick world, human beings don't like bending their knee to anybody and offering themselves to another. Everybody wants the knee to be bent toward them, right? This is in us, this pride. Look at heaven. The elders, the living creatures, the saints, everybody acclaims God and exclaims loudly and proclaims loudly the truth that salvation is God alone. And here it says, amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. This is who God is. He's the Blessed One. He's filled with glory. He's wisdom itself, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might. He's literally, friends, so far beyond any other power or rule or authority. Nothing compares to him. Nothing can threaten God in any way. God is so far above everything else, and in every way, his way cannot be stopped, as it were. And his life, which he desires to give to us, is never ending. It's never ending. It's always new, all day, every day. I mean, you can't talk about eternity in terms of days, but we have no other way to speak about it. Then one of the elders spoke up and said, who are these wearing white robes, and where did they come from? I said to him, my Lord, you are the one who knows. He said to me, these are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They've survived the trial. Friends, this passage, I believe, includes just the reality of what we live in this earth. Life on earth is a trial. It's saying more than this, and probably saying something about the end times and the last battle, but it also is saying these are men and women, young and old, who've survived the great distress. Life on earth, in many ways, is a valley of tears. It's a great distress, and it's a battlefield. And we get wounded, we take hits, we experience opposition. But these are the ones who won the victory by saying yes to the victor, who is Jesus, by giving their life to him. It's not something you win on your own. It's not something say, hey, look at me, on my own power, on my own strength, I've conquered it all, now put the crown on my head. No, the only way you come into the victory is by humbling ourselves, each one of us, bending our knee, acknowledging our sin, repenting of it, receiving the teaching of Jesus, being baptized into Christ and into his church, living with him, in him, through him, throughout the rest of our lives in the power of the Holy Spirit, having our sins forgiven along the way, and beginning to conform our lives to Jesus through his grace and living in faith, hope, and love. That's what these saints did. And everybody who enters heaven are people who at some level did these very things and received God's grace, and they were washed clean by the blood of Jesus. There's no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood, and there's no blood that can cleanse the human race but the blood of Jesus, the perfect Son of God. The second reading is from 1 John chapter 3. And here's the beloved disciple rejoicing. He says, beloved, who's he talking to? You. You're the beloved. He said, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. How do you know that God loves you? If you're baptized into Jesus, you become God's child. He's a loving Father. There's nothing better. It's the goal of life. It's the purpose of life. And John is rejoicing, saying, look, we who had been dead in our sins, we who had been aliens and strangers and enemies of God, look what he did for us. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not die, but have everlasting life. This God who gave us his only Son so that we might become his children. John says, and yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us, he said, is that it did not know him. Beloved, we're God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. So John is talking about what hope, the confident expectation given to us through faith, the knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord, the knowledge that he's passed from death to life and he's risen from the dead and a new creation has begun in him. The confidence that what we see in Jesus, we too shall receive. This is hope. This is what Christian hope is. And he says, the reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. The world rejected its king. The world rejected Christ. The rulers of this world crucified him, killed him, silenced him. They didn't know what they were doing. From the cross, Jesus said, Father, forgive them. What they've done is wrong. It's wicked beyond belief. But they're blinded. They don't see. Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. And Jesus offers his life on behalf of all of us. And just, John says, just as the world did not know him, they do not know us. I mean, how many of these people, these saints in heaven we celebrate today who are being crowned and celebrated in heaven, people didn't know in this earth? They weren't famous. They weren't rich. They weren't powerful. Certainly, there are probably some in heaven who are like that, but the majority aren't. The weak in the world will be the greatest. Jesus said, the last shall be first. Heaven is not for all the superstars who made sure that they were acknowledged and adulated throughout life here on earth, and now heaven is just going to be another stepping stone in that direction. Saints are radical lovers of Jesus, of God, who live by a new power and new capacity, and they walk in humility, they walk in the virtues of faith, hope, and love at the center of their life. They're often hidden, forgotten, often despised and rejected by men, looked down upon, ignored, persecuted, forgotten. But they love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and they love their neighbor as themselves. They said yes every day, all day, to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit given to them, the promise, the central promise of God, the gift above all gifts, the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, given to us to make us children of God and give us a new power and a new capacity to walk in love and to put Christ first and to order their lives under his lordship and to say yes to him no matter what the cost, living in a healthy fear of God and no fear of men. They lived the life of love, and many of them were martyred and persecuted and rejected, just like Jesus said. And they died forgiving those who rejected them, who marginalized them. The world doesn't recognize them because the world is run by the devil. Does that sound extreme? Well, that's exactly what the Bible says. The whole world is in the power of the devil. Saints don't fit in this world. And that is in the pattern of this world, which seeks to exalt men above God, to marginalize God. And so what we see then in the Gospels is the new life that the Holy Spirit leads us into in this Gospel. Chapter 5 of Matthew, from the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. Who is blessed? Who's happy? Who will ultimately find happiness and absolute fulfillment? And who's recognized in heaven? The poor in spirit. That is, those who look to God for everything, those who mourn, those who know how far the human heart is from being poor in spirit and the distance of giving God, and we mourn and we weep and we ask forgiveness. Those are the ones who'll be comforted. How about the meek? What are the meek? The meek is not the Melvin Milquetoast, but a meek person has brought his powers, his strength under control, under the dominion of the Holy Spirit, and has ordered his life toward God and uses his strength or her strength to build the kingdom of God. They're the ones who will inherit, not those who dominate and control others. Blessed are the hunger, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness through the commandments of God. We love God's commandments. We want his commandments. We want to walk in righteousness and let the Holy Spirit lead us from the core of our being to become everything we're meant to be. For the merciful, those who extend mercy and they don't hold judgment over people. They know they've received mercy, and so they give mercy. And the clean of heart, the pure of heart, they're the ones who shall see God, to make God the one thing, the one central thing that we're living for. And the peacemakers, who bring the peace that only God can bring, the peace that passes all understanding. Right relationship with God, right relationship with neighbor, so that we live in peace and harmony. And then he says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when you're insulted and persecuted, and they utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me, Jesus said. If that happens to you, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Your reward is great in heaven. That's the saints, friends. They rejoiced, they were glad, and now they've received their reward, and we celebrate them today, and we ask them to pray for us so that we too might enter the kingdom and bear the crown. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.